Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you. Hello. And welcome. To Tiny Toons Tuesday. The musical subsidiary of Raw Impressions, Raw and Precious Podcast. Take it away, Lou and Adele.
He's trying out the Raw and Precious podcast title.
I thought I heard that. I like that. I like thinking of precious.
Raw and precious.
Precious things. Precious moments.
Maybe in our third season, we should just change the name of the podcast to Raw and Precious.
Raw and Precious? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is kind of raw and precious.
Well, I'm surprised because the first time I mentioned this to you, you were like, ugh.
You've mentioned raw and precious to me?
I did.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Agree to disagree? Agree to move on?
Maybe you told me in a dream or like...
Maybe I told you in a lascivious voice. Maybe I said, raw and precious.
Maybe you did. I have zero recollection of that ever being discussed. But we have been doing the podcast now for over a year and we came up with this name so a while ago, but...
It's probably not a good marketing idea to just change the name of the podcast.
I think we should keep it Raw Impressions. But hashtag feeling precious, maybe, sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes it's Raw and Precious.
Maybe we should try
song.
To...
Oh. Oh. Commencing. Okay. In three.
Precious?
Snaps.
Oh. Three precious?
Oh, I should have done that. Oh, oops. Or he should have done that. Because that's not me.
Of course not.
I have too much freedom. People, I'm enraged. Heaven should be hidden. Build a gilded cage and stay. Questions are expensive, and answers lead to war. They own the world. Whatever manic state, whatever they own, boy or girl. Led to the altar. That what the keeper threw. And if you believe, the back of your mind won't do. Break through. Thank you. to the altar blind, fed what the keeper threw. And if you believe, the back of your mind won't do. If you believe, the back of your mind won't do. If you believe, the back of your mind won't do. Break through.
Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Recorded earlier in this day.
Mm-hmm. This eclipse day.
Eclipse day. I was wearing a pink bathrobe at the time.
My birthday bathrobe.
Mm-hmm.
One of my birthday bathrobes. Looks really nice on you. Sorry to interrupt.
I'm really enjoying that pink bathrobe.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's yours.
So both of the bathrobes that I purchased you for your birthday are being used.
Yes, absolutely.
That pink bathrobe really set off my face. My face is very red today. I have a skin condition.
Lou has rosacea.
I do.
Yeah, sometimes the flare-ups are happening, and right now you're in a little bit of a flare-up.
Well, it's not a flare-up. At least it's not a flare-up that has the huge, like the pimple-ish kind of things with it.
Those are a bummer.
Man, I was doing promo for Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah.
And we were at the, we were doing like a pitchfork thing that was filmed.
Yeah.
And it was on YouTube.
I remember that one.
And the first comment was, "What the fuck is wrong with that guy's face?"
I just love this comment culture. It's so lovely.
Well, actually, it happens in person, too. I've had people walk up to me and go, "What's wrong with your face?"
Whew,
okay. It's a skin condition.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Comes and goes. But boy, it really, the pink bathrobe really.
You should just wear like a little pin that says, "It's rosacea." Actually, it's rosacea. I'm fine. It's rosacea. That was a listener request via email, I believe, through our Raw Impressions podcast at gmail.com. I don't remember the person's name, and that's okay. But we got a request for, what's the name of that song?
The name of the song is Too Much Freedom. It is from the 2009 solo record of mine called Good Night Unknown.
All right, there you go. So that's for you, listener.
Or watcher.
Maybe you're watching this. Maybe you watch it and then you listen to it. Maybe you just like take it all in. All these options. I mean,
well, I was wondering if you'd ever even heard that song.
I think so. But it's been like a really, really long time.
We sort of met each other around the time period of me recording that record.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd ever shared that record with you or not.
No.
Yeah. I shared it with the world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's released. It's widely available.
It's on Merge Records. It's on Merge Records.
It's available for streaming, for downloading. Records. Yeah.
I'm holding back. I just want to hold. I'm trying to hold back something that I want to say about that record because it's not a positive thing. Mm. I want to say this thing that I shouldn't say.
Then don't say it.
Okay.
Think it.
I'm thinking it.
Think it right now. You're allowed to think it right now.
I'm gonna respond to the thought.
Okay. Yeah. Respond to the thought.
I am.
There you go. I like that.
Lou.
Uh huh.
It's okay. It's all a part of your story.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a part of the tapestry. It was a record that you needed to make. It's a record that you meant to make. It spoke for you. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Did make a lovely video for that song with Adam Harding and Ahmad Wasif.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we made a buttload of videos for that.
Oh, should
LP.
We put some links in the stack?
There are going to be so many links. It's going to be a fucking chain.
Just a link party.
A chain of links to all of the beautiful videos that Adam Harding and I collaborated on.
Yes.
To promote Good Night Unknown in 2009.
He has made so many lovely videos, and we should put a bunch of them in the Substack.
And I'm looking a lot like Adam right now, actually.
Yeah.
Although Adam's beard is quite a bit longer than mine right now.
Yeah.
He's down in Australia.
Oh,
he might be listening. Let's say hello.
Hi, Adam. Are you listening? What are you doing right now? What are you editing right now?
Mm.
He's probably making some video right now.
He is.
Yeah. Who knows? Well, let's see. So today's eclipse day.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried...
We've been eclipsed.
It happened. The totality here is...
We didn't have totality here.
Can I just say that I find the path of totality, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a terrifying collection of words. Like, I don't know. What is that called? Like a statement? Is that the path of totality? Mm-hmm. I find it unnerving, that description. Is it a description of something
not.
That happens?
Okay. Fear not, because we were on the edge. On the outer edge of the path of totality.
But doesn't it sound like a big war movie or something? Like an end of the world?
It sounds
world,
like a science fiction.
Like a big meteor is like headed toward us and it's going to go into the path of totality and we're in the path of totality and then people have to like flee from the path. The path. Oof. And then totality. It's so creepy. And I tried to make myself a viewer with a cereal box. And, you know, I'm going to say it failed me. And maybe I did something wrong.
I should have. You should have come with me to pick up the kids.
I know.
Because I got there, the entire student body was out on the hill.
Yeah.
In their little Teletubby land of...
Our school did a really cool thing where they like offered their hill basically today for viewing with like your family. You can come and pick up your kid a little early.
Cool. Like, a lot of
they handed everyone glasses, right?
And the glasses worked. I'm not blind. I'm not blind.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not blind. So we saw, what we saw was like the edge. There was just the edges of the sun for about half an hour. But the great thing is I got home and I was able to hand you the glasses that they
handed
out. And you were able to see the sun with that little cool little bite right out of the top of it.
It was so cute. Right out of the top. Someone bit the cookie.
It was like a lemon cookie with the little bite on the top.
A Nilla wafer.
Gone. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. It looked like a Nilla wafer through those things because it looked white.
It had a really perfect little chunk right at the top.
I was really excited that you were able to experience that, because that was actually, to say, actually the bite out of it was almost a little more exciting than the slivers.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and also, you know, while you were gone and I was in the kitchen, which, so I had like a warehouses, I had a good view of the outside, you know, and where the sun was coming down. So I kept trying to go out to our back deck and look through my cereal box and try and figure it out and not look at the sun. And I was like, don't be like that guy, you know, that thing that happened where he, anyway, someone.
I know, actually, I know a friend of mine did. He looked at an eclipse and it put a big, basically like a big floater in his eyes. When Jeez. You burn your cornea, it puts a nice, nice.
Oof. Okay. So I didn't do that. But, so my cereal box didn't work. And then I was like, wait, I thought I heard you could look through a colander. So you like get a colander with like really fine mesh holes and you stand with your back to the sun and you put, that also didn't seem to work. So I kept going in and out of the house. And
long story short, you should have come with.
I should have.
Because all your friends were there.
I know.
You know, and
I know.
Izzy was excited. She was running around. She was supposed to stay. She usually stays after school. She loves the after
loves the school. After school shout out after school program. I don't think anyone there listens, but if they were to stumble upon this shout out, they
Izzy loves that. But I think something about the eclipse, she was like, I'm ready to go home, Daddy.
Hmm.
So we rounded up.
Oh, so I was texting with Abby Barlow, Lou's sister, during this half an hour time, you know, the eclipse time. We were going back and forth about it, like, are you looking at it? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And remarking about how it did get darker and colder, and it was creepy. It was kind of eerie, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, I actually was texting with someone who was...
This is a little eerie.
I texted with someone in the path of totality.
Who?
Chris.
Oh.
He said it was creepy.
I bet. It was a little creepy.
Thank you for listening to Tiny Toons Creepy.
The Path of Totality.
You want to continue talking or something?
No, I have to make dinner. I mean, I'd love to sit and chat with you, but I have to roll up some enchiladas with some leftovers.
From Raw Impressions. Thank you. Thank you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.